there was, like many other times, where police come, this time en masse, a large number of cops, and tell everybody to leave, and tell everybody, you know, you can't camp, you're illegally surviving. As one cop said to us recently, your survival method is against the law. You know, they come, they tell everybody to leave, and then proceed to go into written warnings for a number of people, and then that, you know, turned into tickets for the three of us. They gave us a choice. The choice was either leave right now and have your belongings taken, or go to jail and have your belongings taken. Either way, they were going to take our stuff as evidence of the crime of camping. And this is the procedure that the mayor shortly thereafter gave a directive to the police department to no longer use that practice, as it is life-threatening. He directed cops to not take blankets and survival gear as evidence of camping when enforcing the camping ban. So yeah, so shortly thereafter, we were given tickets, and they took our blankets. Interestingly enough, they did not take my blankets. They took Jerry and Randy's. They did not take mine, which is a sign of housed privilege, I would believe.
What do you hope will come out of this particular trial, given that there's also another federal case, the class action lawsuit? What do you hope all of these legal actions are going to result in?
So we're fighting on every front right now. You know, we've got the federal class action lawsuit. We've got this local camping ban case in court. We've got the state level Right to Rest Act. We've got the city effort, you know, on the city council level, as well as the village. So there's a lot going on all at once that's all with the same goal of decriminalizing our survival. And so ultimately, we hope that, you know, this piece will move the law forward to a place where we can get the law off the books. Now, whether that happens through an acquittal at this case, which would, you know, just be a sign that the community does not support this law and that the community is not going to stand for such immorality, you know, as the jury may find us not guilty, or if we are found guilty, it's just a next step towards appealing the case and continuing to fight things forward.
What do you see as really missing, aside from this aspect, the criminalization of homelessness? There's also another aspect of Denver's efforts to get people off the streets. What's the missing component here? What is the city not doing that could really help the homeless community?
Well, Denver's effort to get people off the streets is through police, not homes. They're spending more resources policing and jailing and using the criminal justice system to try to address the quote-unquote homeless issue rather than putting dedicated resources towards homes, which is the lack of homes, you know, is the real cause of mass homelessness. And creating homes is the only real answer to addressing mass homelessness. So they're not putting resources in the places that have any positive effect on people's life and on the effort to make a dent or a real change in the, you know, the mass housing crisis that we have, which is why we have mass homelessness. So there's the positive step that they did just give us a zoning approval for the tiny home village, and that's a, you know, great first step. But this is one tiny home village in the midst of the need for thousands and thousands of people to have safe, affordable places to live. We know that the villages are a model that can be spread across the country that can provide extremely quick, extremely cheap, dignified housing, but that's just one dent in the massive problem. So the city really needs to change their entire priorities and put resources towards homes, which they're not doing.